He said, I was hitchhiking down 55 and he picked me up and he told me about Jesus and he drove me to the nearest United Pentecostal church down in Blytheville or something. And I was baptized in Jesus' name, received the gift of the Holy Ghost, still living for God. I pastor a church here in Arkansas. Oh, I tell you, there are some unsung heroes, big crowns when they get to heaven. Hallelujah. Would you just thank God for his presence one more time? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Dan, I hope you got my last text because I went back and forth. I tell you what, I prayed so many years for my daughter that she would find the right man. A man that loves God and lives for God and that would be perfect for my daughter. And the Lord answered my prayer. Brother Nathaniel, we love you. We're so glad that we're part of your family. I tell everybody the story about how y'all met and everything, and they just ooh and ah, and I love it. I love what God's done for the two of you, and it's such a privilege to be with you today. God bless you. I'm turning to the book of John. There's a lot of times I don't read my text first, but maybe this will give the team a chance to put it up there. Book of John, chapter 4, verse 45, I'm going to start. John 4 and 45. Give honor to the Linder family. Brother Harold, Sister Lisa Linder. Brother Coretta. Brother Brian Coretta. I love you. This great worship team. I left here last time singing what y'all sang. I just downloaded it all. I took notes during the singing. I'm taking pictures of the words so I can look it up later. So now Joy, that you sang last time, it's on my prayer playlist. And I love everything y'all do. I love this service. I'm the president of the fan club for Heaven View. I'm telling you, it's what a great church. What a great church. Then when he was come into Galilee, speaking of Jesus, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again. Everybody say he came again. Into Cana of Galilee. And the narrator gives us a heads up where he made the water wine. He came back to Cana. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down, or my child is going to die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way. What? Thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. I want to preach on this subject for a few minutes. an encore from Jesus. An encore from Jesus. Would you put your Bible down, lift your hands in the air, and just thank God for his presence. Thank you, Lord. Speak to me, God. I pray that you'd touch everybody in this building, Lord. I pray for your anointing. I pray for fluid thoughts. I pray for your presence. God, there are things you're going to say to people's hearts that I don't say, but the Spirit is going to reach out and speak individually where people are. I thank you for that. I trust you for that. I know you're going to do that. I pray that you'd release faith right now, God, in this building. It's here, but I pray even to a greater extent, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we need an encore, Lord. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Encore comes to us from the French, represented here by Brother Navanki. And encore means once more, again. That's the root of the word. The definition of the word is, and I want you to memorize it with me, so buckle up, all right? It is a repetition in response. Can we try that much? A repetition in response. Let's try it again. A repetition in response. We learn by repeating this. Kind of reminds me of that girl who was in Bible school class, and the teacher was helping, saying, if you say anything 25 times, it's yours. She sat in the back saying, Henry, Henry, Henry. A repetition in response. Can we say that together? A repetition in response. Here's the rest of it. To a call by an audience. A repetition in response to a call by an audience. Kind of a rhythm to it, isn't it? A repetition in response to a call by an audience. Let's try it again.
A repetition in response to a call
by an audience. When I was in grade school, they forced us to go to the symphony. I had never been to the symphony. I was oblivious. My parents didn't listen to classical music. I went on the school bus. There was a young conductor there in the middle of the day playing for grade school children, or conducting the symphony for them. And his name was Leonard Slack, and he went on to be one of the most famous conductors in America. Today's his career and his body of work is amazing. The recordings, New York, everywhere else, he's phenomenal. But I was privileged to hear him conduct the symphony when I was in grade school. And, you know, I don't know, my little pea brain when I was a little kid, I thought that the radio, there were little people in there, you know, with little instruments or something when I was 2-3 years old. And to see the orchestra up there blew my mind. I was like, wow, that is amazing. That sounds just like a recording. And the violins, man, they had a whole section of them, you know, and then the bigger violins behind them, and then the real big violins. And I learned some of the different names, and then the woodwinds and the clarinets and the trumpets and the tubas, and then there's one guy back in the back. He's got two cymbals. Twice during a whole song, he's like, I'm like, does he make the same amount of money that those people that are working so hard out front, those string people, they're working. They're breaking a sweat. That guy's sitting back there chewing gum, you know, reading the newspaper till the 118th stanza, you know. But somebody told me before we went, if when they're done and they start to leave the stage, if you'll get up on your feet and you put your hands together and you won't stop. Curtains may be closing. Concert may be over. But they'll stop what they're doing and go back to their chair. And they'll strike up that orchestra again. And they'll play an encore. And if you thought they could play before, and they did, most of the time they save their favorite piece for people who really want to hear them play. I don't want to offend anybody, but I've been to other concerts since. And I've never been to one when I didn't sit out in the audience and when they were shutting everything down and bowing and about to go. That's my cue. I'm telling everybody around me, get up, you numbskull. You know what we paid for this ticket? Get up. I want to hear the good stuff. Because I know they're going to save the best piece for right now. So I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm going to get up to my feet. Because I want a repetition in response to a call by an audience. That's what I want. Maybe seated. I was at a concert maybe 6 weeks ago. Wonderful. Pianist, world class, studied with the greats. Oh man, string quartet. My wife don't like those bass solos. She's like, that long double bass, you know, the, everybody bows out a little bit. Where's Brother Crutch? Bow out a little bit and the piano just doing jump, chord every six measures, you know, jump, jump. And that bass going, dum, 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 dum. My wife's going, really? Will you like everybody join in or something? Because this is not doing anything for me. I'm like, give the man some space. He's learned his craft too, you know? But man, I'm telling you, I loved the concert. The pianist was world class. She's traveled all over the world. But when she got done and they started bowing, man, I was on about the third row. I got up to my feet. I poked my buddy who was at the concert with me. Man, we're wailing away. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You kind of wait. They got to make you wait just a little bit to make sure you're serious, you know. It's like, come on, come on, come on. Don't turn the lights out yet. I want something else. I need a repetition. I want some more. I need, come on, come on, come on. Oh, man. Lights are fixing to dim. The musicians have cleared the space, and all of a sudden, you see some movement from the side curtain, and out they came. And those next three songs sent me to heaven. Oh, man. Heaven. Amazing. Intimate. I just closed my eyes and soaked it all up. I've read musicians that wrote that said, only time I play this song is when somebody calls for it. Only time you're going to hear my favorite is when I know that you really want it. Jesus came back to Cana. Wasn't the first time he'd been there. Last time he'd been there, he went to a wedding. I'm glad Jesus wasn't a hermit. Aren't you? There's nothing to be glorified about being isolated. I want to be around people. I want people to feel Jesus. You know, I got the Uber driver on the way to the airport to fly out here to North Carolina. She was so rude, man. She didn't even get out of the car. She didn't say a word to me. And finally, I said, I got two choices. I can just be rude back, or I can give her a bad rating, or I can try to change the situation. How you doing? You from here? Man, she opened up like a flower and just started talking. I got to invite her to church. I said, you better be careful. One of the last Uber drivers I had, I invited him to church, and they've been coming ever since. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. You better be careful. She picked me up at the church. I said, you need to come back at 1 o'clock on Sunday. But Jesus was sociable. He was at the wedding. And they ran out of wine. You know the story. And Mary said, son, what are you going to do about that? And Jesus is kind of being coy, and he's a little reticent. At least it seems to be. But then he says to the servants, still fill up the water pots. And so you know how the story goes. He turns the water into wine and changes social protocol. And the governor of the feast is saying, oh, this is cool. This is going to make the papers. I've never seen this. Usually put the bad stuff out at the end, but you save the best for last. Isn't that something? And you know what's remarkable to me is Jesus' first miracle was not in an emergency room. Nobody was dying. It was not a dire situation. He was just saving a young couple from some embarrassment. Don't worry about praying for the small stuff in your mind. God cares about your whole life. He cares about your job. He cares about your school. He cares about your college. He does. He cares about your family. You don't have to wait till the monitors are on your heart before you reach out to God. Every day he cares about. Amen? And I don't know. I know the word got out. But I don't know who the nobleman heard it from. But when he heard Jesus was coming back, something in his mind said, you know, if he can turn water into wine, I think he can help my boy. You going to let that chance go by? No, I'm not. I may be buried in the crowd, but I know who you are. And before you leave today, before you walk down this street and go preach somewhere else, I just want you to understand, there's somebody out here that needs an encore. I need a miracle. I need something supernatural. I can't do it myself. The doctors can't help me. But I know that if you can make water into wine, I just want to say, Jesus, I need a repetition of your miraculous power before the curtains close on. on this service today. Before the instruments are put up, I just wonder if you'd play that miracle song one more time. I need an encore. I need some. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. I just need, I need God to do something. How do you get an encore from Jesus? Well, you got to call for it. I heard Brother Arnold say, the promises are not automatic. The promises are full of divine potential, but somebody has to do something about it and appropriate that and say, and get up and say, hey, that's what I need. That's what I need. You know what I believe? I believe the nobleman could have went home without a miracle if he'd have kept his mouth shut. I believe the same thing can happen here. You can go home without your miracle. But let me tell you something. If there's somebody in this crowd that says, oh no, oh no, Jesus, I know you're in this house. I know you're here today. I know your ability. I know you've healed before. I know you've delivered before. I know you're capable. And I need an encore. For it. I've never seen anybody get a miracle that sat on their hands. I've never seen anybody heal that just acted like a statue in the back of the church somewhere. I've never seen anybody filled with the Holy Ghost that just sat there like a stone. Oh no, but I have seen people. I have seen people say, preacher, I don't know about all this. I don't understand it all, but I know I need Jesus, and I believe if he can do it once, that he can do it again. I believe if he can do it just one time, that he can do it today. He can do it today. Be seated just another moment. Took advantage while Jesus was there. He took advantage. I was preaching for Matthew Martin down in Oklahoma one time. Man, it was Mother's Day. Can God move on Mother's Day? I mean, go on, everybody's got restaurant reservations, you know, cards hanging out of their pocket. This guy in the back. Oh man, he I needed to check his pulse. But at the end of service, he came right up and stood about here by you. Man, you're so beautiful. I just think you're wonderful. I'm gonna stand by you. He stood over here for a minute and didn't move a muscle. He didn't move a muscle. I thought, man. That's a tough nut to crack right there. Man. But I saw him every once in a while. I said, God's touching that man. Just wiping a stray tear away. Trying to look like nothing was touching him. I walked down to him and I said, God's moving on you, isn't he? He broke. He said, preacher, my grandbaby was at the point of death. And I cried out to God. And I said, God, if you'll save my grandbaby's life, I'll serve you. I'll live for you. And he said, preacher, God is my witness. I saw a vision of Jesus on the cross. Looking down and reaching for me. And I hadn't kept my end of the bargain. I said, you ready to receive the Holy Ghost? He said, I'm ready. I laid my hands on his forehead. He started talking in tongues in 0.3 seconds. And he started shaking like a leaf. He shook all over that bench, knocked the bench over nearly. I thought the change was so bizarre. I was like, don't worry about it. If you're worried about that, God can save you and fill you, and you don't have to shake all over the place. But he did, and he may have needed to, but man, he was shaking like a weed eater, man. I was like, wow, got a dose of the Holy Ghost. Man, I'm telling you, why? Because he didn't stay back and say, no, he's like, no, this is my chance. This is my chance. Just give me one opening. I just need a repetition. I just need an encore, God. I just need your power. I need your power. I need it. I need it. Let's stand together. Bartimaeus is sitting by the side of the road. Now, maybe you don't need anything, bro. But Bartimaeus needed his sight. And somebody had told him about Jesus. Because he said the right things. Jesus! Messiah! Son of David! I know who you are. I've heard about you. Maybe these other people got hangnails. But I got a serious need. And they tried to shut him up. People tried. You believe that? People tried. Shh. Ready to go home. Service is almost over. Be quiet. Be quiet. But you're not blind. I know curtains are about to close. The instruments are about to get laid down. Maybe the only time he comes by my street. So I'm going to call. I need an encore. I need an encore. You think he left with what he needed? Yes, he did. Why? Because he called out. He called out in faith. I need it. Brother Arnold mentioned the verse. And I close with this. Matthew 9:21. The woman with the issue of blood. She said within herself, if I can just touch his garment, I'll be healed. Was she healed? Raise your hand if you think she was healed. The Bible says she was healed when she touched. Somebody heard about it. I don't know if it was in the newspaper. I don't know how they told about it, but word of mouth got out. And in the 14th chapter, just five chapters later, it said when they were gone over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, when they knew he was there, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. What are you talking about? They emptied the hospitals. They emptied the nursing home. They emptied the sick beds. They emptied the ER. Bible said they brought all of them. They brought all of them. Carriages full of people. Full of people. Full of people. Why did they do it? And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. What are you talking about? Somebody heard what happened to that lady. And then the whole countryside was full of people. people saying? Could you do it again? Could you do it? Could you do it again? Could you do it for me? You read the verse that says, as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. All I'm waiting for is somebody to know who I am and what I can do. All I'm waiting for is a call by an audience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, here's the deal. You can leave right now. Curtains are about to close. The resonance, the stringed instruments is fading away. But if there's anybody that wants an encore, I think he'll show up for you. Come on, if you want an encore, would you clap your hands and come down to the front of this building? Say, Jesus, I got sickness in my body. I know if you did it once, you could do it again. You can heal me. Jesus, I got problems in my family. And I know if you did it one time, you can do it again. Jesus, I've got financial trouble in my life. I know if you provided before, that you can do it again. Up to you. Up to you, but I think he's ready. I need an encore, Jesus. If you need to give...